This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday. And if I sound a little extra peppy tonight, it's because I am a little extra peppy tonight. And I know what you're sitting there saying, Jesse, why? Is it because we have new FBI news? Hunter Biden's going to go down in flames? Is it because of the Christian Baker? Am I mad about this? Am I happy about Kamala Harris getting rear-ended again? What is it? What has me so fired up? I'll tell you, it's none of those things. You know what it is? It's just coffee. Actually, I didn't have any. What, Chris? That's what it is. I had an afternoon cup of coffee. I haven't done that in forever. And now I can already tell I'm going to have to slow myself down. This must be what cocaine feels like. Quit. All that and more coming up tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. We got Savannah Hernandez. I think that's like my third guest this week. What's going on? She's coming up about 30 minutes from now. You know how they talk about how much they're tolerant of homeless and how kind they are to homeless. Yeah, you're going to want to buckle up and listen to what Eric Adams is doing to the homeless people in New York. And character of our candidates, the character. All that and more coming up tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to actually begin with the character thing because there's a bunch of different places I can go. I am going to address this firefighter who got stabbed to death, FDNY firefighter, 6 months before retirement. I'm going to address that, but I want to address this first. The headline is this: Walker's Christian fans unfazed by abortion revelations. Now, maybe you don't have any idea what I'm talking about. That Walker they're talking about is Herschel Walker. I know you know who Herschel Walker is. I'm not going to insult your intelligence. Football star, also the Republican nominee for Senate in the state of Georgia. He's going up against Raphael Warnock, the radical black pastor in the state of Georgia. And, well, I'm going to play for you something really quickly. This is CBS News. Hang with me for a second.
Well, COVID-19 boosters could prevent about 90,000.
That's the wrong one. Play the 100% wrong one. This is the one. ABC, sorry.
How much is this issue of abortion rights expected to impact this election cycle, especially given what's happening with key issues like gas prices, inflation, and the economy in general?
What we see is that the economy, matters of the economy and inflation are still ranking higher in terms of importance to voters than abortion. Abortion remains an important issue, but it falls behind matters of the economy and inflation. And I think that's for the fact that before folks can care about reproductive rights, they have to care about being able to keep a roof over their head.
Okay, so where am I going with this? What's all this have to do with anything? In this day and age, abortion, people don't love to talk about it. No one loves to talk about it. Abortion is going to become more and more of a central theme for a couple different reasons. One, with the overturning of Roe versus Wade, it's going to descend to the state level, where it should have always been. It's going to descend to the state level. And so, you know, New York's going to kill every one of them. You have Idaho, let all of them live, and everything in between. You're going to get all that. It's going to also become more and more of an issue because Democrats understand talking about inflation and talking about gas prices hurts them. So they always want to shift the conversation to what they believe helps them. That's why they talk about abortion without end. That's why they talk about January 6th. It's why they talk about Donald Trump. They believe these things hurt Republicans and help them if we're focusing there. Now, what's this have to do with Herschel Walker? Because apparently it came out, and I don't know whether or not it's true. I never believe any October surprise. I automatically dismiss them all, but Walker paid for an abortion in the past, something like that. What should it mean to you? How should you handle this? Because the question always comes up. Oh, life, pro-abortion, character, the character of candidates. Does character actually matter? You know, you get lectured all the time if your guy does something wrong or said something wrong. The character matters. You can't vote for him. Well, pause for a moment. Let me ask you something. If I told you You were sitting there. Maybe you're doing this right now. Maybe you're sitting there in your living room listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. And all of a sudden, your back door creaks open and something comes in. Should you run and grab a shotgun and start blasting away? That's the question. Chris just asked it. Well, it depends on what came in, right? If it's a little mouse that somehow you accidentally left the door creaked and he used his little mouse paws and he pushed the door open, no, I don't think a shotgun blowing apart your drywall and tearing up the house is probably the way you should go. However, if it's three MS-13 gang members with teardrop tattoos on their faces and machetes in their hands, the shotgun ain't a bad idea in that situation. What am I saying? I am saying it's perfectly acceptable. In fact, it's intelligent and preferable to adjust your character requirements based on the level of threat you are currently facing. The shotgun for the mouse, not so good. The shotgun for MS-13, very, very good. Should you care about the next candidate for president if he's got he's a tax cheat, he's a divorced 20 times, he cusses? Should you care that Herschel Walker did something terrible in his past? Well, I say you should, and then you shouldn't. And here's what I mean by that. Does character matter? Well, of course, when we're talking about individuals, you believe character matters in your individual life. You want to have character. I want to have character. I don't, but I wish I had some. You want character to matter. I want my sons to have good character. Don't steal, don't lie, that thing. But the point is, as the threat grows and grows and grows in this country, and as the opposition and the things they believe, as the communist, as the things he believes come to fruition, and we begin to see just how truly destructive and evil it is, I would argue the character of our people has never mattered less. And maybe that sounds cold-hearted. Well, if you maybe you're sitting there disagreeing with me. Maybe you think character does matter. Jesse, I want a saint to run for office. Okay, look, I can't kill you for that. Let me ask you something. You get a phone call right now during the show. Phone call. Pick it up. I don't recognize this number. Huh, wonder what this is. And you answer it. And on that line is a hospital. The person you love the most in the world, wife, husband, son, daughter, mom, dad, best friend. They were in a terrible car accident, and they need emergency brain surgery now to save their life. How important to you is the character of the surgeon who does that surgery? Do you care if he's a tax cheat? Do you care if she's a serial shoplifter? I mean, let's take it a step further. That's your son on the operating table. Do you care if the surgeon's a serial killer? No, you don't. Why? Because when it comes down to it, when it comes down to the things that matter, sometimes character isn't even on the list as far as most important things in the world. And when we're talking about politicians, your mayor, your governor, your senator, your president, when we're talking about politicians, politicians are the ultimate use them for what you want and then chuck them in the trash people. I know I'm supposed to sit here and be high and mighty and, oh, if he's done something wrong in his past, not me, saintly Jesse. I certainly have never screwed anything up in the past. If he's done something wrong, I just don't think I could support him. Well, they believe babies up to the point of birth should have their heads snipped off with forceps and then thrown in a garbage bag. Do I care about the character of the person who's going to oppose that kind of evil, or do I believe that evil must be stopped at any cost? I think you know where I'm going. I think you're probably there with me. I mean, look, and don't misinterpret this. I would love it if we had a bunch of saints. Not that he was a saint, but I'd love it if George Washington was the only one on the Republican ticket. Every single year, it's just a bunch of George Washingtons. George the Third. Oh, look, it's George the 200th. Just nothing but George out here. Look at how honorable he is. Spends an hour on his knees every day. Not like that. In prayer every single day. I want that. You want that? It's totally fine to want that. But let's be honest here, we're in deep trouble. We're in trouble against some very, very evil people who want evil things for this place. Evil things. Am I going to ever withdraw my support for somebody because he did something terrible in his past? You make your own decision. I'm not there in the voting booth with you. The answer for me is I wouldn't even consider it. I wouldn't even consider withdrawing my support. All right. We still have a bunch to get to. You know what? This actually is a perfect segue into this. That firefighter, Allison Russo Elling is her name. She was slaughtered by an animal. The communists did that. They're responsible for that. Should I care about the character of the people who would have kept that animal locked up and that woman alive? We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Before we get to that, maybe we can have a discussion about character in the Holy Land. Next summer, next July, July 17th to the 26th. We have specific dates. I shouldn't just keep saying July. I said, well, we'll go at some point, guys. I'll call you the day before. July 17th to the 26th. We're going to the Holy Land. The whole itinerary is available online if you want to see what it is. It's 10 days of Masada and Nazareth and the Sea of Galilee and all these different places. 10 days, you, me, Chris, Michael, I'm bringing the wife along, kids along. Shoot, my in-laws are coming along. It's just going to be the Jesse Kelly Show family. If you want to come, fine. Do keep in mind, spots are limited. At some point in time, they're going to cut it off. But if you want to come, go to ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. Or call 877-234-3002.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get to this Hunter Biden stuff in just a second, but I would be remiss. Talk about that for a college word, Chris. Remiss. I'd be remiss if I did not bring up to you that tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, baby. You can ask me anything. You new listeners of the show, Fridays are a little bit different. We take 3 hours, all 3 hours, and I answer the questions you email in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. They don't have to be political. They can be. That's fine. It can be about history, food. It can be stupid, employment, men, women, travel. I don't care what it is. Ask me anything. You can email them in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, before we get to the Hunter Biden stuff and me being right and Kamala getting rear-ended and all these other things, I did want to bring up one more thing when it comes to character. The character. Do you care about the character of the people who we elect? Your mayor, your governor, your senator, your congressman, your president, do you care about their character? It's probably instinctive for people to say yes. But how much should you care? Well, Allison Russo Elling, she was a firefighter in New York City, a life of service. She was 6 months away from retiring. 6 months away from retiring after serving people, protecting people her entire life. And we talked the other day. I mean, we were doing a tongue-in-cheek bit about how do you want to die? And, you know, you think about all these ways you want to die. And I was kind of joking. I'd like to go out with a nuclear bomb. At least it's quick. You don't even know what's going on. But I think about that stuff a lot because, like stories like this, that woman, after this long, wonderful life, and they just laid her to rest, after this long, wonderful life, that woman met her end pinned to the ground underneath some animal being stabbed to death. all those wonderful moments from her life, she ended it having to look up like that. Look up at a monster. 25 years of serving her community, and she ended it. How scared was she as she lay there being killed? How scared, confused. Think about the last thing that woman ever saw on this planet. You know, I mean, we all have these dreams, right? How do you want to die? Surrounded by my loving family at my bedside as I peacefully drift off to sleep. That's not going to be reality for most of us, but that's what you want. It's what I want. That woman ended on the dirty ground underneath a monster. Now, that's what cities have become. That's what New York City has become. A city with violent monsters all over the place. That's the brand.
We have a brand. New York has a brand. Kansas doesn't have a brand.
So I ask you, if you could elect somebody who would make sure monsters like that don't get to end the lives of firemen like that, do you care if that person had an abortion in their youth? Do you care if that person cusses too much, drinks too much? Do you care if that person is a tax cheat? Do you care at all? As long as that stops, I would argue you don't. Or at least you shouldn't. I don't. Tell me what's going to stop that. Tell me what's going to take the demons, remove them from the streets, so normal people can go about their lives. And that's who I'll support. Oh, but Jesse, he's a boop, don't care. No, but you don't understand. At one point in time, she boop, don't care. Let me stop you right there. I don't care what my politicians do. I care about the character of my politicians as much as I care about the paint job on my rental car. That's how much I care about it. Just get me to where I'm going. None of the rest of that matters to me at all. And that actually leads me perfectly into this. Have you practiced with your weapon? It is Thursday. That means the weekend is a-coming. I've got something to add to your agenda this weekend. I've added it to mine. And believe me, we got sports practices, driving all over the place. I give you my word, I will spend 10 minutes with my Mantis X system this weekend practicing. I'm not going to have time this weekend to go to the range. I frankly don't want to spend any more money on ammunition. It's not going to be in the cards. But you know what everyone has? Everyone. Everyone has 10 minutes in their living room. It attaches to your weapon. You practice with your weapon in the comfort of your home. You practice in the air conditioning. You practice in the heat. You don't even have the excuse of, people will laugh at me. There's nobody there. It's just you and your Mantis X system. Anyone can use it, but you are only as good as your training. Only as good as your training. It's what the Green Berets use for a reason. The Marines in Paris Island, go down there right now, you'd see them using Mantis X. Go to MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. By the way, I was glad to see Allison Russo's parents. They chewed out Eric Adams. They said, this is what you did. This is a city. And it's true. This is what cities have become in this country. All right. Now, that's the ugly stuff. Let's talk about something hilarious and wonderful. Hunter Biden. All right, first we have to do something first. I have my buddy Savannah Hernandez. She's coming on next to break down. You know all that compassion you hear about when it comes to homeless people? You always hear this from the left. The communists are always telling you how nice they are to the homeless. So we're tolerant. We're compassionate. You might want to stand by on that and listen to what Savannah Hernandez has to say. And then we're going to talk about old Hunter Biden. The thorn in Joe Biden's side. The Hunter Biden stuff I've been predicting. You do remember what I've been predicting about Hunter and Joe and why I think Hunter Biden's going to get burned or at least be threatened to get burned and go down in flames. You remember all that stuff? In case you've forgotten, don't worry. I love saying I told you so. I'll play that for you about 10 minutes from now. But next, we're going to talk to Savannah Hernandez. Homeless, illegals. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. One of the things I enjoy is watching communists pretend to actually care about people. It is funny because you know you're looking at an anti-human monster who's not capable of empathy at all, but they love to pretend. Like they do this with homeless all the time. You know all these big cities, all of them, from New York to L.A., they're all plagued now with homelessness, and it's always cloaked in compassion. Well, we got to be nice. You got to be nice to them. So I saw this headline today, made me laugh, from the Post-Millennial. Homeless getting kicked out of shelters to make room for illegal immigrants in Eric Adams, New York City. And then I saw who this was from, a Miss Savannah Hernandez. Huh, I know that person. She's a contributor, TPUSA. Savannah, what's going on in New York?
Jesse, thank you so much for having me on. Well, first off, Mayor Eric Adams decided to build these migrant camps in a parking lot in Orchard Beach in the Bronx. And this is a parking lot that was prone to flooding that is near a beach in the middle of a New York winter. We know what the winters look like over there, very cold, below freezing temperatures. So this was not a well thought out plan at all. The city already invested $150 million into this. And they're already scrapping the project because it was so poorly thought out. So that was the first angle to this. The second angle is that multiple NYPD sources were telling me that because of the influx of illegal immigrants in New York, they're also kicking out New York's homeless out of shelters to make room for the illegals. So there's a lot going on up there right now. I was there this past weekend just trying to figure out everything going on in the Bronx. And again, I think the saddest part of all of this is that the city is planning on spending $500 million to upwards of $1 billion to house these illegal immigrants. Meanwhile, the homeless have been sleeping in the streets of New York this entire time, and apparently the city had the funding, the resources, and the ability to solve this problem, but they didn't give a damn about it until it was illegal immigrants who were at their doorstep.
Savannah, I want to backtrack on something because there's a lot there I want to unpack. You said they spent $150 million. Now, even in a city as expensive as New York, I can get a lot of things for $150 million. What do they get with $150 million?
So with the $150 million, they were setting up that migrant camp that is now being, I guess, moved to Randall's Island. And we saw the B-roll of that. I'm not sure if you saw it, Jesse. But they have these large tent-like structures where they were planning on putting upwards of 1,000 illegal immigrants. And mind you, let's say these migrants had made it through the cold New York City winter in this flood-prone parking lot where they were planning on throwing all of them. Now, let's say they made it to the spring. There's a playground for children right across from the camp that they were setting up.
Jeez. Okay, that brings me to a second point, and this is much more important. You said multiple NYPD sources. Is it really cool to have sources? I want sources everywhere. Tell me that doesn't sound cool.
Oh, it's totally cool, Jesse. I mean, the sad part about it is that I can't, you know, say who my sources are. And oftentimes, too, my interviews have to be anonymous because if you want to tell the truth in this country, you have to go, undercover to be able to do so. Because if you're not, you're going to be absolutely crucified by the Democratic Party or maybe even Joe Biden's DOJ. So it's really cool to have sources, but it's really sad that the American people who see these problems prospering can't just come forward and actually tell the truth about what's going on.
Savannah, all right, we're going to go actually from New York back to the source of the problem, just because I know you've spent a lot of time down there. I know I didn't prep you for this, but you'll be fine. The border. Most people don't live on the border. I've lived most of my adult life on the border, but they genuinely do not understand what it's like. They get a little bit of internet video. They see, oh, wow, that's a crowd of people coming across. You've spent a lot of time down there. What's it like?
Absolutely horrific, Jesse. And I just moved from Dallas to Austin. But when I was in Dallas, which is a very northern city in Texas, I was already seeing the demographic of the city change. The majority of people in Texas are now Spanish speakers. Doesn't even feel like I'm in America living in Austin, Texas, or in Dallas. And then you go to the actual border, and you are watching hundreds of illegal immigrants flood the border every single day. Horrific story just came out from Eagle Pass, which is one of the areas that I'm often reporting on. A National Guardsman allegedly committed suicide down there. Now, I spoke to a National Guardsman on record who kind of exposed what the service members have been going through under Joe Biden. And he talked about how he himself was suicidal because of the cartel terrorizing them down there. Joe Biden allowing the cartel to take full control of the border, the amount of children that he has seen and had to rescue as the cartel abandoned them in the middle of the desert, because we all know that this is a huge human and child trafficking scheme that's going on. This is what's happening. It's absolutely a horrific situation. We've seen the crime rates in this country skyrocket. We're seeing the demographic change, and that all is directly tied to our border, where record amounts of fentanyl are crossing every single day, and the American people are essentially victim to the cartel. So, it's a heartbreaking situation. And as an American, it's so difficult for me to watch people just walk on over and then Border Patrol essentially Uber them straight into America.
Again, we're speaking with Savannah Hernandez, contributor TPUSA. All right, I actually want to go back to New York City. This is a problem Eric Adams has been whining about since Governors Abbott and Heavy D have been taking people up there and dropping them in the city. Do you predict, you're the one with the sources, I'm not. Do you predict any kind of a pushback finally from these Democrat cities saying, hey, you know what, maybe we're not sanctuary cities after all?
You know, Jesse, we're already seeing that. And funny enough, I found a resident of the Bronx, okay, lifelong Democrat, who spoke to me and said for the first time in her life, she is going to be voting Republican because the Democratic Party has been overtaken by socialists. And keep in mind, this is a resident of the Bronx, Jesse, in New York City, okay? That's about as blue as it gets. And the residents over there are extremely upset. They're getting louder because they're saying, you know what? How do we have all of the time, resources, and money for these illegal immigrants? Where is all this coming from? How come we haven't been taking care of the crime in New York City? How come we haven't been taking care of the homelessness? Because this isn't the first time I've been to New York. It's actually the second. The first time I went to New York, I was absolutely horrified at the amount of trash in the streets and the homeless that were terrorizing New Yorkers right in front of my very eyes. I was asking residents, is this just normal for you guys? To which they responded, this city's a crap hole. So the New Yorkers now, very aware that the city has the ability to fix these problems, but has completely disregarded them as citizens. And a lot of them are going to be voting red come 2022 and 2024.
Did you get any sidewalk hot dogs when you were there? I try to eat 5 a day every time I'm there.
I have never had a New York City sidewalk hot dog. Am I missing out on this?
What in the... Okay, you know what? We need to let you go. This is Savannah Hernandez, contributor, TPUSA. Thank you.
Thanks, Jesse.
Who hasn't had a hot dog in New York City? Yeah, you know what? I take that back. Well, Chris, that's because you've never been, which I can't believe you've never been to New York City, especially as Jewish as you are. Dude, there are Jewish delis there that, especially if you like that gross food, that is the best stuff in the world. No, in all seriousness, their bagels are so good. Their cheesecake. My mother-in-law asked me to bring back a New York cheesecake from a Jewish deli in New York. You're a Jew. How have you never been to New York? It's like your capital. You have no ties. That's not true at all. You haven't looked into it. Okay, well, anyway. Gosh, you're such a child, Chris. All right, when we go to New York, next time I go, you're coming along. When we go, no, listen, don't be such a baby. It's fun. You can leave Texas, I promise. Don't be such a baby. We're going to go. We're going to go get you some genuine bagels. I've had more Jewish bagels than you have. That's not right. All right, I've had more Jewish bagels than you have, and I believe in Jesus. So that's not right. And we're going to get you a sidewalk hot dog. We are. They're awesome, man. They're awesome. Now, I will admit, they're a little better at like midnight than they are during the day. I don't know why that is, but they're really, really good. Really, really good. And plus, we need to get them before all the food runs out. That's an important thing. I think it's important. Soon, the New York sidewalk hot dog vendors will be selling only things from My Patriot Supply, because My Patriot Supply is still selling emergency 3-month food kits for $250 off. I got your emails, lots of them. I'm glad you're thrilled. People love how fast it ships and that it ships anonymously. I've really been big on this lately, anonymous. I don't trust things anymore. I love that I have a 3-month food kit. Well, actually, I have 4 of them, and no one knows. Well, at least the people who shipped it there don't know. And actually, now I just said it on national radio. Now everyone knows, but you know what I mean. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. They have emergency 3-month food kits there for $250 off. That's the best deal they've had in years. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. I hope you never have to use it. I hope and hope and hope. But we shall see. All right. Somebody rear-ended Kamala. We have to talk about it.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
I can't get no relief. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry. Ask Dr. Jesse. Friday is tomorrow. Get your questions in. Ask me anything, remember. Get them in right now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. It's going to be a lot of fun. Before we get into, well, you're not going to believe this. These stinking waitresses out there are tricking us, and we're going to get to the Hunter Biden stuff. Before I do that, I know you're probably worried about the economy, and I, you should be, I guess I should say. You definitely should be. But if you weren't before, you definitely should be after this. This is the top economic advisor for Joe Biden.
Is the White House concerned that the economic trajectory right now is sort of heading in the wrong direction after the summer when things seem to be getting better?
Well, I would say the most...
Yeah, do you have any gold? Please tell me you have some gold by now from Oxford Gold Group. Hard assets. How many times have you heard me have a financial guy on the show? Carol Roth comes on all the time, talks about hard assets, real estate, metals. We are going into some rocky times, to put it mildly, and believe me, that's me being kind. Oxford Gold Group will deliver gold to your front door. Gold pieces you can hold in your hands. No matter what the economy does. Hey, maybe we're about to rebound. Maybe all these guys are wrong. We're about to rebound. Fine. That gold you bought is still worth a fortune. Pass it down to your children. It's not going to expire or go stale. But get something in your hands that will allow you to purchase goods and services no matter what. My own father went to Oxford Gold Group. That's how much I trust them. They're real laid back. Call 833-995-GOLD. Just tell them Jesse told you to call. I promise they're laid back and easy. I wouldn't tell you otherwise. 833-995-GOLD, Oxford Gold Group. All right, before we get to this Hunter Biden story, sorry, I just have to take a minute. I'm not going to let this go. I am rattled. Maybe that's a great way to put it. Shook. I was thumbing through the New York Post as I do every single day. And I will tell you, I found something out. It shook me to the ground. I had no idea. Did you know that waitresses in restaurants... Now, hold on. This is breaking news. No, you know what? Actually, this requires a journalist, Jesse.
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
Do you know waitresses in restaurants are making themselves look hotter in order to get bigger tips? I know. Look, I'm going to give you a second. I don't want you to... Look, maybe you're on the way home. I don't want you to drive off the road. But the New York Post breaks stories like this. I feel the need to bring... I mean, this is like the cure for cancer. I had this... I didn't even know this is something that existed. I'm not even kidding. Female restaurant workers across the country told the Post... They've noticed an increase in tips when talking with a southern accent, dyeing their hair blonde, wearing their hair down, applying plenty of shiny lip gloss, having their nails manicured, and strutting around in booty or biker shorts. What? Are you serious? I thought she was just doing that because she liked me. I didn't know that they were doing that so you would pay them more money. I am staggered. Is this, now hold on. I realize this applies to waitresses, but do you think this is something women also do in other walks of life? Women don't. They would never use their insane attractiveness and their dime status in order to, I don't know, get a guy to buy them a drink. get a promotion at work, get somebody to help them carry the groceries. Women don't. They would never do such a thing, right? You know what? Actually, hey, fellas, do me a favor. They'll probably respond now because the show's gotten so big. Reach out to the New York Post. Tell them thank you for this. This is obviously big news for everybody. Look, we're all shaken. This is big news. Ask them if they would conduct another study, real journalism, and see. They should talk to women across the country and see if attractive women use their hotness in other walks of life. I'd be interested to know, because I just got to be honest. That really threw me for a loop. I mean, come on. Gosh. All right. Now, enough about that. Let's talk about me. Do you remember back in April when I said this significant thing you should be paying attention? Sorry, I have to interrupt here. This is like 2 minutes long. I need to clarify something for you. I don't play long audio clips a lot. I realize other people do, that that's a thing people do in radio. I should tell you why I don't. One, I lose patience. And during the audio clip, I oftentimes want to interrupt because a point will come to me. Remember, I don't have the show planned out. I don't have anything planned out. I just go with whatever pops into my head. Something will come to me and I have to get it off my chest right now, not because I'm in a hurry, but because I'm so stupid, I know that I will forget what the point was that I was going to make. And then if I wait till the clip's over, then I can't make it. So I interrupt audio clips. That's one of the reasons I don't play them very long. Two, I mainly like to just focus on myself. I don't even have guests. I mean, we just had Savannah Hernandez on, but I never have guests. I don't hardly ever take phone calls. Didn't take any last night. Not going to take any again tonight. Sorry to burst your bubble. Not going to take any tomorrow either. It's just not something we do. So I don't usually play long audio clips. We more try to focus on the important things.
You know, like, freedom is not free.
And of course, we focus on letting the old Browning automatic rifle eat. I don't play long clips. Plus, I think this is just a philosophy of mine. I feel like people lose interest. I feel like you got 15 to 30 seconds maybe of audio when it comes to radio, and then people lose interest. I know if I was listening to the sound of my own voice, which I try to do as often as possible, and all of a sudden someone else's voice steps in there, I know I personally, I just want to hear me again. That's how I do it. And I look, you know what? We need to set up a mirror in here so I can look in the mirror while I do the show. What, Chris? It'll be even better. No, but all seriousness, I don't play long audio clips. This one's going to be about 2 minutes long. But I made a prediction. It was a really, really good prediction. I believe it's coming to fruition. So now you're just going to have to sit there and listen to me brag about me. And then we'll talk about Hunter. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.